Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had prevented from using the skins of prey animals, predatory animals. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has prevented us from using that skins. But here also, all predatory animals, we find that they've got that quality of being beastly, of having that, we say, more like an arrogant quality, as opposed to when a person is using wool, is using animals of skin of animals, they generally don't eat other animals. You'll find that they've got a level of humility in them. So that quality of humility also falls and comes into the person. So therefore, that was one explanation. Another explanation why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained is that when these animal skins are tanned, then it becomes bark. But sometimes also you'll find that these particular skins, even after tanning, sometimes they're unable to tan the skins very well. So perhaps second reason ulama give is because of the tanning process of this is different to the tanning process as far as wool is concerned. And the third reason which we mentioned now is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't like that we stay in the company in the close proximity of those things that can affect a person. So to save us from this. So one was because of the people that had affluence and the people that wanted recognition, they would use these type of things. The second is perhaps untanned, and the third is, ulama explained, is the quality that comes onto a person. Therefore, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi, he would say, more than anything for our children, the thing that we would be most concerned about is the company that they keep. Even more than that education that they're getting, we would see that who's their friends, what company are they keeping, because the qualities of the company that they're keeping will rub onto them. So we were so careful about the company that they kept. The most important thing that we would worry is who is their circle of friends, what company they're keeping. Therefore, hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-mar'u ala deeni khalili, a person is upon the ways of his friends. If he's got good friends, automatically that qualities of the friends will rub on. You find a person that may have stayed here his whole life in South Africa, and he goes 10 years and he stays in the United States, for example, or Canada, and then when he comes back, then you'll see automatically this person has got a different accent. His accent has also changed. Now, he didn't go to any school there to learn that accent. He didn't learn it to go and study any course. But just by staying in the company of the people, his accent also has changed. So this is what happens when a person is in the sohbat, and when he's in the companionship, and when he's in the proximity of those people that have good qualities, automatically those good qualities rub onto him. He doesn't even realize it. And when he's in the company of bad people, and those people that have evil qualities, those evil qualities rub onto him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of being very, very careful about the company that we choose. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.